This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The country where the coronavirus outbreak emerged 2 years ago launched a lockdown Winter Olympics on Friday, with some Western governments mounting a diplomatic boycott over the way China treats millions of its own people. The opening ceremony began just after the arrival of Chinese President Xi Jinping and International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach at the same stadium that hosted the inaugural event at the 2008 Olympics, making Beijing the first city to host both winter and summer games. And while some are staying away from the second pandemic Olympics in 6 months, many other world leaders are at the opening ceremony, most notable Russian President Vladimir Putin, who met privately with Xi earlier in the day as the dangerous standoff unfolds at Russia's border with Ukraine. 3 decades after Chinese troops crushed massive democracy demonstrations in Tiananmen Square, killing hundreds and perhaps thousands, the government has locked up more than 1 million members of minority groups, mostly Muslim Uyghurs, from its far western Xinjiang region in mass internment camps. The situation has led human rights groups to dub these the genocide games. China says the camps are, quote, vocational training and education centers that are part of an anti-terror campaign. It denies any human rights violations. But such behavior is what led leaders of the United States, Britain, Australia, and Canada, among others, to impose a diplomatic boycott on these games, shunning appearances alongside Chinese leadership while allowing their athletes to compete. This is VOA News. Just a week after a tropical storm left a trail of destruction through Madagascar, the United Nations warned Friday an incoming cyclone could impact nearly 600,000 people. A cyclone is expected to make landfall on Madagascar's east coast on Saturday morning. A spokesman for the UN's humanitarian organization told reporters, quote, "We anticipate a significant impact in Madagascar, including in areas that are still recovering from Tropical Storm Anna in late January." He said the UN and aid organizations were ramping up their preparedness, placing rescue aircraft on standby and stockpiling more humanitarian supplies. At least 131,000 people were affected by last month's storm across Madagascar. More than 58 people were killed, mostly in the capital. Sudan's leading pro-democracy group lashed out at the United Nations on Friday, accusing it of failing to safeguard the country's transition to democracy and being soft on the generals who led last year's military coup. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which led dozens of protests since the military takeover in October, once again rejected an initiative by the UN mission in Sudan aimed at bringing civilians and the military to the negotiating table. The coup upended Sudan's transition to democracy after 3 decades of repression and international isolation under autocratic President Omar al-Bashir. The African nation has been on a fragile path to democracy since a popular uprising forced the military to remove al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019. The UN said Friday it was rushing aid to more than 20,000 Sudanese and South Sudanese refugees fleeing clashes in northwestern Ethiopia, where refugee camps have been looted and torched. The United Nations Refugee Agency said fighting broke out on January 18th in the town of Tongo, reportedly between federal forces and unidentified armed groups in a region which borders Sudan and South Sudan. A camp near Tongo hosting more than 10,000 refugees was looted and burned, according to a UNHCR spokesman. Another camp in the area had already been looted in late December, he said. A total of 22,000 people in both camps were then cut off from assistance. UNHCR said it was providing displaced refugees with hot meals, clean water, and medical care. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.